I like your flapjacks just where they are, just where they is. Like I'm a lot. Yo, get some butter and grease, put them on that shit and make it real neat. Yo, put some agave network. What? Agave nectar never made me feel so right. What? Agave nectar never made me feel so right.
We got stores filled with shit. People don't know what to get. Yeah, you're walking in for the options. Here's a choice, there's a choice. Too many choices in the bathroom, in the toy room, all around the universe. How you supposed to spectacular? Come on.
Sometimes I wonder, when do I feel under? When I be quinning, I'll be on the corner. I'll be quanting, but you can't beloved me. When you get them on the floor, they never stop lit. Get you wilded, get you down. When they're no same, when they're fucking on the flame now. Get your flavors down, get your flavors, yeah. Get your flavors all around where you want this shit, yo.
Agave nectar never made me feel so right. What? Agave nectar never made me feel so right.
Got an order here, got an order here from another universe. I've got another order here, won't you take it down?
Verify the address. I know the people are being, I know the people are staring from the mirrors and the mirrors and the mirrors of them. No one wants to tell you cause they think it's a sin. I got just another prerogative, but you don't know where it'd be locative, yeah.
Somebody want a napkin? Too bad, motherfucker. Sleeve, huh? Somebody bought a napkin? Too bad, motherfucker. Use your sleeves.
Your ass like butter and toast.
Use your sleeves.
Your ass like butter and toast.
Yeah,
Agave nectar never made me feel so right.
What?
Agave nectar never made me feel so right. Agave nectar never made me feel so right.
I like Bill Bixby, wandering down the road with my thumb out. Yeah, got my rucksack full of my supplies when I'm going between these towns. My eyes get tired, laying up in bed, got an up in spread, yo. Want it all to be perfect just before the lady be getting there. You know what I say, yeah.
I want to know what you've been thinking about, but you never not to release the information about. You know the newest release of shit is coming out, so why do you be hiding behind that place? You like a drop. I cannot find the information cause you don't even have it to offer in the first place. Come on, motherfucker, put your head to the ground. We know what we be doing, we know how we be doing around this town. Come on, yeah.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Yeah, it's really funny, like just a little, her little head's over the thing.
She's like, where do I wheel to? Where do I wheel to?
Is there a ramp?
Is there a ramp?
Is there a ramp I could use?
Oh,
where do I stand?
Go? Oh, does she have to go up and above?
Oh no, she doesn't get to go straight upstate. She has to go up the ramp and behind.
Oh no, this is so uncomfortable already.
Okay, hold on.
They shouldn't allow people in wheelchairs at the show, so I don't have to watch how uncomfortable this is for them.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said.
That's the most amazing thing.
Or make a ramp sooner or closer to the stage. Yeah. One or the other.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice if you want to get in contact with the show via internet. Today is May 13th, 2015. It is 7:07 in Quick City on the East Coast. Go. That we haven't used before. Punxsutawney. It is 7:07 in Punxsutawney, the hub of the universe. Joined today by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Never call me that.
The John, the Laser Santeri.
Pew, 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 pew.
Joel Van Wingerden.
Wait, you did it out of order.
I don't care.
The world loves a big black man.
As the blackest man on this show, I feel like it was right.
You're not even close to the black.
He has black family
show.
Members.
That's true. He does. Fair enough.
Like a big black man.
And we have sitting in the studio, Ramcat Jackson. I'm going to call him Mark because that's his name and it's easier for me because that's what I know him as. So you could go say hi to that.
Sup, G.
See, that's him. We have Jesse sitting behind me over here. Say hi, Jesse. Wave
Hello.
To the camera. There she is. She is Sparkle Baby from the More Like Radio live event, so you know who you're seeing if you're not watching or listening via podcast. Did I miss anybody? No, Sean is not here. D is not here because they're going on a month now without internet. So,
well, also they're sick. Sick and also without internet.
Sean said he didn't sleep last night or something.
But he doesn't sleep many nights.
That's true, but it doesn't count. It is not. You're not sick if you're playing StarCraft. You know.
Mm.
How can he play StarCraft if he has no internet?
That's a good question. Oh,
unless it's the old one, he has.
Yeah, he's just playing against bots, dude. Everyone knows that.
All right,
everyone knows that. So, welcome to the show. Later on, second hour. So, anyone tuning in now, we'll be interviewing Phil Lord, director Phil Lord,
super director,
super duper director.
I mean, he's producing more than directing at this point. Still writing a little bit.
Yeah. So
super busy guy.
We're gonna ask him if he's gonna take the reins for the 50 Shades of Grey reboot. I can't wait for that. It's gonna be really good.
I think he'd do it right.
How about a Lego 50 Shades of Grey?
Ooh, that would hurt.
Well, I mean, you necessarily so don't have to have sex with the Legos. You could, I mean, Lego.
I feel
people.
Like the Legos would be better acting.
So would everything be awesome in that movie?
Everything would be very. Well,
Legos are very sexual in general. There's like a girl part and a boy part, and they fit together.
They are.
Sure. Oh, that does that mean that Legos
you've
are
ruined Legos. You've absolutely just ruined Legos for me.
Does that mean,
now I think the little parts are little boners and you've just fucked it up.
Does
Thank
that
you.
Mean that they're homophobic?
Well, I don't know if they no, not at all.
They don't go together
they
the opposite
they,
way.
They can't
oh
stick
my
together.
God.
Someone like
call,
magnets.
Someone call InfoWars. That's it. It's an inside job, they're false stuck. Flag.
They find a way. Everything's yeah. cool when you're part of a team, so
yeah.
should work out.
I know it. Everything is awesome. It's really good lyrics.
Everything I call on the team.
So we'll be interviewing him second hour. But the first hour, we are left to our own devices.
And when left
electronic
to
devices.
And when left to our own devices, we realize that Cuba has already developed a lung cancer vaccine and none of us had it.
Well, so is that what? Why they yes. smoke cigars all the time? It's because they've been hard, like that. That's it. That's the cure.
They figured
you smoke
it out.
Cigars.
I don't think that I have. I'm not sure about many things, but I'm 100% positive that the vaccine has nothing to do with Cuban cigars.
No, it
all right,
had to
then,
do with.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Are there smarty pants? What about George Burns? Lived to be 100. Smoked cigars since he was out of the womb.
I guess we're really mixing messages here. What's up with Cuba?
I don't know, but I'm sure the embargo prevented us from being able to fix lung cancer.
That's what I'm wondering if now this is the actual reason that we lifted the embargo, because they fucking have a vaccine.
Wait a minute.
I'm serious.
Did Cuba cure cancer? How the fuck did Cuba cure cancer?
Yeah.
Was it because of the embargo?
Yeah.
Shit.
So wait, the vaccine for lung cancer was created by the nation whose president, who's a leader, is in a tracksuit as of yesterday or the day before?
Yes, absolutely.
Makes sense. He's super old and he can still run at his age?
No, I don't think that's why
he's strong lungs.
I don't think that's why he's
in a tracksuit. He has very strong lungs.
I don't think that's why he's in a tracksuit. I think he's because he could... He's weak. If he puts regular clothes on, he'll just break.
So he's not doing wind sprints?
That's Cuba's sweatpants.
Yeah. Those Cuban sweatpants are tracksuits. I'll tell you that. 100%.
Do you want me to actually...
Cuba regular suit is a sweatsuit.
Well, okay. Fair.
That's
no.
a good point.
Also, that in an open shirt with a gold chain and just a big, deep bush of chest hair.
That's a good point.
That's our national uniform, really, if anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It is ridiculous.
Does Cuba compete in the Olympics?
Not well.
No. I don't know. Some years they have. I don't know. Do they? Someone Google that shit. Dutch, do me a favor.
Gotcha.
Bing that for me. Can you?
Poverty?
Can you AOL search that for me real quick, bud?
Oh, no. It's been bought out by Verizon.
Verizon search that for me.
So while he does that, I'll actually read facts. Cuba launched the world's first lung cancer vaccine, Cimavax. To the public back in 2011. Uh-huh. Each shot cost about $1.
Nice.
But Cuban government has made the vaccine available to the public for free. Now it's 2015, and other countries are starting to get curious and want to get their hands on it too. The Center of Molecular Immunology, Cuba, has finalized agreements with the Roswell Park Cancer Institute, USA, to embark on a project that aims to develop a lung cancer vaccine that was first made in Cuba and began to introduce it to the United States.
So how quickly is it going to go from being $1 a shot to being bought by Pfizer and being $1,000 billion for a shot? Because that's what's going to happen. It's not going to be $1. That is for sure.
Well, more importantly than lung cancer, Cuba was at the last Olympics, that's 2012, the Summer Olympics, and they got 15 medals.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Five of them gold.
Lots of swimming, what?
In swimming? Was it swimming?
One in judo, two in boxing, in shooting, and one in wrestling.
No baseball, huh?
No.
That's racist. I think Puerto Ricans would do a lot better in the Olympics if there was like a stabbing. They have shooting. So if they had a stabbing competition, they would be full.
That's like fencing, right?
Yeah, well, like that, but with, you know, more police being called.
Oh.
And serving, you know, the three strike rule, 10, what is it, 5, 10, 20, 25 or something? Yeah.
Cuba actually has qualified boxers for the 2016 Olympics. So they're way ahead of the game.
They got four medals in the last Olympic, all in boxing.
So they're saving lungs, and they're already 2 years ahead of us, guys. Yeah. I mean, come on. This is embarrassing.
I never thought I would say, wow, Cuba, the hub of the future.
Why didn't, like, Floyd Mayweather represent the U.S.? In the last Olympics.
Because he was beating his wife.
See, I want to go to Mañana Land. That's where I want to go. It's like the Cuban version of Tomorrowland from Epcot, and it's got like all these like really creative, very cheaply made, but equally as durable methods just to improve life, your quality of life.
And they also have really delicious pastelitos.
Ooh. Yes, that too. And Cuban sandwiches, Royce.
Okay, look.
Am I the only person that's not Spanish in this room?
I'm not Spanish.
Oh.
You're
married one.
Your last name?
Sarkeesian.
Oh, that's right. You're like Romanian.
It's Armenian.
Armenian.
Yeah. They're like the Hispanics of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Or like the Kardashians.
No. So yeah, I'm more like the Kardashians. Less what Dutch said, because he's an idiot. Hey,
feelings.
Uh-huh. What are those?
You haven't felt those since 1999.
You're wearing an Eagles hat, dude. You don't have
feelings. I resent everything
The last time you had feelings, the song Butterfly was on the radio.
Oh, Crazy Town.
By Crazy Town. That's the last time Dutch had feelings.
Were you going to defend your lack of eating Cuban sandwiches, Royce?
No, I mean, I like Cuban sandwiches. I think they're delicious. But
Not as much as ham sandwiches, though. Go ahead and go ham
sandwich. Actually, Cuban
sandwiches. Or fish sandwiches.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
He loves that drop.
Sometimes I just do things for me.
Okay. Thank you, Dutch. Yes, but actually, Cuban sandwiches do have ham in them, and they have pickles in them.
Yeah, and you won't eat them. You're a hater.
I don't really like... I don't mind pickles fears. I just don't like pickles in my sandwiches.
Did you say pickle fears?
I don't like people that are afraid of pickles. I will not talk to them.
Okay.
Pickle fears.
Cuban sandwiches are the only sandwiches that I'll eat pickles on.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're good. Where do you get your... Well, you're in South Florida. You get good Cuban sandwiches. I guess they're good here if I went to Tampa.
Whoa. Let's back it up here. Good Cuban sandwiches are in Miami. I never like to go and step foot in Miami, so I get the next best thing. I get them from Publix.
That's a good point.
They're better there.
Smart guy. Super
actually,
smart.
I'll say this. Publix, for those who aren't in the southern part of the country, Publix is our grocery store, but they do make actually really good sandwiches. I don't know. Mm.
They make really good everything. If they packaged a piece of shit in a box with Publix on it, it would be like Cards Against Humanity. I've paid $5 for a piece of shit. If they marked it down to $3.99 and had it in different colors, then I would totally buy its Publix.
First off, if they had it in different African Americans, that's racist. That's true, you have to be careful because, you know, we're trying to be PC here.
So going back to facts and just finishing up the story, I read a little further down about the whole, like, curing cancer thing. They didn't really do it. It's not a real cure for cancer. It's just a promising shot for a dollar.
Is it just making cigars? Like a preventative?
I don't know. I mean, it just says it's not a cure for cancer, and further testing will have to be done to truly understand the vaccine. The current results are promising. For example, a trial found a trend towards improved survival in all vaccinated patients, and a further two found the same in those whose immune systems responded well. And yet you have to admit there's a sort of irony that it's famous for its cigars and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It's in here.
Holy shit, isn't the point of
a vaccine kind of like you take a little bit of the disease and put it in you so your immune system so they're basically putting cancer into people, like a small amount of it?
Wait a second.
That's the Gardasil shot.
Wait a second.
I think that's the definition of a vaccine, right?
No, this vaccine says that it contains a protein which stimulates the growth of cells and is naturally found in the body, but cancerous tumors can stimulate the body into producing too much of this protein. This causes the tumor to multiply. When vaccinated, this thing enters the bloodstream of the patient and encourages the immune system to produce antibodies to suppress the effects of the overstimulation.
I'm looking in the chat room at this picture. Is that Castro?
Holy shit.
He looks like Santa. He looks like Dumbledore.
Looks like Dumbledore.
Oh my God. When did Castro turn into a wizard?
You're a wizard, Harry. Lávate los manos.
Lávate los manos.
All right. Well, Marie, I also have some health news.
I like how his buddy next to him is, you know, is like new fatigue wearing model.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody has to be wearing fatigues if you're around Castro. Yep.
And your right hand man has to be wearing a sweatsuit.
Sweatsuit?
Yeah.
Sweatsuit.
Sweatsuits. This school.
So, do you think our friend that used to be a gynecologist in America or in Cuba is now going to be selling these cancer drugs in America, or is he still going to be selling used cars?
Now I have to pull that up. That's my favorite commercial of all time.
I don't know why you didn't remember it.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't we have that button?
Because you touch yourself at night. I don't know.
What?
Be a gyno.
I don't even know what it's called.
I just put it. I used to be a gynecologist in Cuba. I mean, there's not many things in YouTube that are going to. This is a real auto commercial. Oh, that's the wrong one because. I thought you had a button for this.
Button. Who's got the button?
My name is Rudy. I used to be gynecologist in Cuba. Now I serve car here in America.
In
America. In Arosel. What do we have? We have car. We have motorbike.
One car.
We have car.
But somebody stole it.
It's not there.
It's not there.
I am a Cuban gynecologist and American auto salesman. I want to liberate this Chevy Impala from the car lot. I need to free the mice. The Ford Explorer. We are on official inspection station. Do you have bad credit? Start the revolution. People with bad credit driving everywhere. This is our address. This is our phone number. Pre-qualified in this website.
I'm sold.
I need to go get this guy, check out Marie's vagina, and also get a deal on a car. Because really, it's a two-stop shop. Easily get everything done.
It's a really good tune-up.
It's a win-win.
So this school in Texas, which has an abstinence-only sex policy.
Uh-huh. About 1 in 15 students at Crane High School in West Texas recently contracted chlamydia. School officials sent out letters to the parents of high schoolers.
No, they contracted a girl named chlamydia because she wanted to steal their SAT scores.
Oh, no. Bless their little hearts. Their sinful little hearts.
They didn't know any better.
And junior high schoolers to let them know about the 20 cases that popped up in the high school's roughly 300 student population.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Don't mess with Texas.
Mama June, my undergarments feel funny.
It's an absence-only high school, my lord. That's 20? All I teach. They don't teach sex ed besides that.
The kids at this school currently learn abstinence during a three-day sex education.
3 days all you need, really. Like, solved.
Don't do it.
3 days. You shouldn't be able to teach it and kid how to have sex for his entire life in the same time it takes me to become a personal trainer online. It's not. It shouldn't be the same amount of time.
Yeah. If I can get my gun permit in 5 days, there's no reason why I can't start my sex educational absence in 3 days. Ain't that right, Baba June?
Yeah.
That was really good.
Which Superintendent Jim Rummage
stated. I was just curious 20 times.
Curious 20 times.
It was well, useful at least you weren't bi-curious, know what I'm saying?
Keeping kids away from sex.
That's not a bad thing because if kids...
Holy shit, he sounds exactly like John's character.
It's perfect.
It's not a bad thing.
Are not having any sexual activity, they can't get this disease.
They can't. Oh my God, John, are you a mind reader? How did you know this guy was going to talk like this? I haven't even seen the video yet.
You see what I'm saying?
I love this guy.
Yes, I do see what you're saying.
That's not a bad program.
Rummage said the school is meeting to discuss the current curriculum with plans to pitch an updated lesson plan to the school board.
We need to change the 3-day program to a 5-day program because these kids aren't listening.
Mm-hmm. We need to get Jesus back in this school.
I need two more days to learn about the sex.
We need to get Pastor Royce into this school and teach the children about the Lord.
Pastor Royce, get rid now, of this sinful situation.
I don't like talking about this often because, you know, child sex is not something that should be spoken. So in the Bible, it clearly states that you need to keep women and men apart until the age of 35. Well, the woman could be 35. It's okay for a guy to experiment 7 times with his cousin who happens to be a male. But that was a mistake I made. I mean, this fictional person made.
You can't
judge somebody on 7 to 8, maybe 25, maybe a short relationship with a man. You can't judge me on that.
Preach on, brother. Jesus.
Because if that makes somebody a sinner, then I guess everyone's a sinner. Dutch has put at least 15 penises in his mouth, and he loves the Lord.
Now drag me into this.
They'll just pray it away. It'll go away. Just keep praying.
Pray away the chlamydia. Don't go to the doctor. Give your money to me. I'm sorry. Give it to my church, and then it'll come to me so I can put another hot tub in my house.
I want to know what the girl-to-guy ratio of the chlamydia cases is. Is it like, you know,
it's an all-male
19
school.
I'm guys kidding. And one slutty chick, or like what's the... Is it just one
whore
just giving it away to everybody? Because you guys remember in high school, you guys had that one chick that fucked everybody.
It was either
that one girl, Wyona. Everyone loved her big brown beaver.
That's a Primus song.
Do you think it was an evil temptress and not a tempter of a man putting his penis into a whole bunch of women?
I think it was the immigrants.
I think
it was them sirens over by the watering hole.
I agree, Sister Jessie. It's the Mexicans that are coming over to this country and bringing the chlamydia. Yeah.
We need to secure our borders. Uh-huh. Yeah. We need to get George W. back in office.
Yeah.
We need George W. I want Ronald Reagan brought back to life using cloning so I can make a robot Reagan run this goddamn country.
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
I don't know if we can close them borders, but Gorbachev... Tear down those walls.
Reagan machine malfunctioning.
They're corrupting our children. Bless their heart.
Yeah, so they all have chlamydia, I guess.
It's okay.
Lesson learned.
The question is can we make it to the playoffs against State next year? Because we have to win that playoff.
Priorities. Are you going to protect the family, Michael? Are you going to protect the family?
I don't want your life. I just want this chlamydia to go away.
I didn't ask if he was dead. I asked, can he play?
And also, has anybody seen my daughter? I keep on going on these talk shows asking for my daughter to come back to me.
Okay. Give him a shot, Doc. He needs to have that jock itch cleared up.
Rudy!
Wow,
Rudy.
Too many movie quotes. Everyone calm down. Okay, too many.
Reel it in.
Overload. Bring it back.
Right. You're right. Chlamydia. It's a problem.
Okay.
Got it.
Is it?
No.
I didn't think that was the
point. It's not a problem if you're a lesbian having sex, because for some
lesbians
reason...
Lesbians can still get chlamydia. Yeah, okay,
BuzzFeed posted this article.
Of course BuzzFeed did.
Excuse me, farticle. And,
fantastic!
They said this is how lesbians have sex.
But they explained it...
This is for men who don't know.
They explained it in animated GIF format.
So I'll read it. Marie, you post it.
Okay.
Step one, take off your lesbian attire.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, what is lesbian attire?
Well, it seems like one's wearing a knit cap, basically like a polo shirt.
One's wearing overalls.
And the other's wearing overalls.
That's not true.
And no, it's not. I think that's the whole point of this.
Oh, okay.
Talk about your
hipsters.
You'll see what they mean. Talk about your feelings. You, sad, why, lesbians are always sad. Oh, yes, I forgot. How dare you? Hold on.
This is offensive to lesbians. Like, BuzzFeed
posted this? This is BuzzFeed, man. This isn't me. Get yourself scissors.
Oh.
Cut your bra right off. Burn your bras. Hold hands, but not for too long.
Wait. How long is too long?
Introduce your cats.
Oh, okay, I guess that makes
you
sense.
You can hold
hands. You have to make sure that your cats are...
Is that real or like a euphemism?
I think
real cats.
Actual kitties. Okay. Get the biggest dildo you own. Oh. Sword fight with the dildos.
when are we going to get to... Hold on.
High five your gal pal. You did it. Remember to put back your lesbian put on your lesbian attire. You might need to buy a new bra.
Wait, hold on. Wait, what? When did the sex happen?
That's it. It's over.
But the sex never happened.
So far, that's exactly how I have sex.
Yeah. I believe it, Dutch.
So, yeah, they must have offended somebody.
It's BuzzFeed and people like it.
Oh, she called that cat Mr. Like, Puss.
Were they trying to like go for, you know, this is how idiots think,
exactly.
And we're just gonna basically say how they think kind of thing. Because they're generally pretty liberal on that site.
No, they are. It's BuzzFeed.
I thought we were really gonna learn how lesbians have sex.
No. There's movies for that.
Oh.
I mean, I wouldn't really trust
there
pornos.
Is?
Can you explain it, Royce?
All right. So when one lesbian loves
when
another
a man
lesbian,
loves a woman. Or in this case, when a woman loves a woman.
Can you do some visuals?
I mean, I could pull a video up if you want to, but I can't post it on Ustream.
No, don't do
I'll
that.
Get taken down.
Use your fingers. To illustrate.
You ever seen anybody feed a starfish? That's how I think it happens.
Feed a starfish?
No, I have not.
Like, you hold your palm flat?
With fish flakes?
No, with a cube. I think they're just going to, like, mush things into each other.
No, I don't understand. Hold on. Feed a starfish.
I would not type that in.
I'm doing
here
it.
It comes.
I'm
oh
doing
boy!
It. There, you go. There you go.
No, it's real starfishes.
That's good.
Just don't put feed the fishing. Brown starfish.
Feed the pony
or chocolate starfish in hot dog flavored water.
Doesn't oh my god! I love that CD.
Greatest album ever.
Of course you do.
Greatest album ever.
I love it. I love it.
No sarcasm.
Well, Dutch still does the backwards cap like Limp Bizkit. So
nice.
What's it looking like, Murray?
It's confusing.
Yeah, I figured it would be.
It wasn't supposed to be like a lookup thing. It was supposed to be a quick line.
TV show apologizes for cruel prank on girl 13 who thought she was about to meet her lost mother.
God, I read this.
Aww.
This just makes me more racist towards Asians.
Was it the CW?
No. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can pull the video up for you guys. Let's see here.
Well, the video is like 8 minutes long.
Okay,
though.
I'll just explain here what's happening. I'll play the video real quick, but it is pretty long. A Cambodian TV show has been forced to issue public apology after a cruel prank where they tricked the 13-year-old girl into thinking she was about to meet her mother for the first time.
And then what happened?
In 7 years, but instead they presented her with a comedian in drag.
Oh. Well, that's kind of the
oh,
same thing.
We go meet you. You'll meet your daughter. Yeah, you'll meet your daughter for the first time. Oh, you're stupid. Yeah, you see that camera over there? And you see that camera over there? Yeah, you're on game show. Here, take your stupid prize.
Autumn Allen, a young singer-songwriter, was invited to appear on the Pet Chet Art Like It or Not program for Mother's Day special. During the show,
it was a Mother's Day special? That's worse. Cruel.
So was it a holiday in Cambodia?
During the show, the host tells her
I got it.
She is Thank to you. Be reunited with her mother. She last saw her when she was 6 years old and left the United States with her father. Amber started to cry and told the audience it would be a dream come true for her,
But when the mother is finally revealed, it turned out to be a local comedian, Chapu Roland, known for cross-dressing in his acts. Oh, no.
So that's not her mom.
No.
Master,
you're
not
going to
do it.
Can you translate, John?
What color you like?
What color you like for your nail?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. This is where we're taking a left turn.
That's very funny. I always think they're talking shit when I go there. I always think they're talking shit about me. My feet are terrible, so they probably are talking shit.
Dejo, guaylo, guaylo.
Okay.
Poor girl's crying.
Yeah, because she was asking for fries and all they have is onion rings.
Fucking mean.
She comes. Oh my God! It's just a bad drag outfit too. It's not even a good one. It's really bad.
Uh-huh. She looks so sad and so pretty.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
That girl's Cambodian,
I believe she is.
Huh.
No, did you not hear earlier? Apparently, she moved there when she was young.
Oh, okay.
From the States.
Gotcha. From America.
Oh, and Dead Kennedys, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Minutes later.
That was still good, though. He still brought it back.
You know what?
So at least I didn't feel like an asshole.
I said I got it.
I sympathize.
That's like one person out of like five.
I sympathize with this girl because obviously it's very sad, but she should know better than going on to any Asian game show.
Yeah.
Right.
It would never end well.
Their track record is awful.
Orientals are crazy for firecrackers.
I recently saw a clip from another game show where two girls had to blow a cockroach back and forth through a tube.
Oh my God, I saw that. It was gnarly, disgusting.
To not swallow the cockroach. The game is literally there's a cockroach in a tube. Girls have to blow onto either end to not have the cockroach fall into their mouth.
See if you can
pull
up the video, full screen.
Well, that's like Fear Factor.
Okay.
Yeah, look up. I don't know what you would look up. I guess look up Asian girl cockroach. No, because that you might don't Google that.
Two Asian girls, one cockroach.
No, definitely don't Google that.
I guarantee that's it's going to pull up in the first showing.
Okay. Well, let me keep reading this. A video. Oh, they sent an apology, a letter apparently.
Oh, we so sorry.
We're not really sorry.
For bringing a disgrace onto you and to Cambodia.
It would have been funny if they did that as a prank.
I can't do this. Somebody else do this. I can't do it.
Oh, honey.
Okay. Look, let's move on a bit. Let's move on.
I think I have it.
Happy news. Okay, you have it? Go ahead.
All right, hold on.
Oh, happy news. She does my feet on Tuesdays.
Happy news.
Oh my God.
Dutch, yeah, I want to see the cockroach.
Yeah, I'm hitting the button. But it's
hit it harder.
Hit it.
Okay, yeah, you want to see
the you shut the fuck up already?
Language.
Oh, English. English, motherfucker. I didn't speak it.
Yes.
Oh no.
Look how happy she is. She's so happy that didn't happen to her.
Yeah, until the next round.
Holy shit, they're crazy.
What? They're just really bored.
So for those that are listening via podcast, here's what it is. There's a tube.
Jesus.
And in the middle of this clear tube, they have a cockroach, and they both put their mouth around each end of the tube, and they blow back and forth the cockroach, and the winner is the one who doesn't get it in their mouth.
I guess.
Dude, this is like late 90s, early 2000s radio bits.
Did you see the one where
doing on TV.
The guy that was doing karaoke while he was being jerked off?
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, no. Dutch, find that one.
Go on.
Karaoke, jerk off, whatever. It was another one of these crazy shows, and they don't show any. They you know, the jerking off is behind like this little curtain in front of him, but he's getting a hand job.
When this girl from Cambodia takes the whole lawsuit approach, they're all going to show these as evidence of why she should have known better.
You should have known better.
Evidence number one, girl swallowing a cockroach. Evidence number two, guy getting jerked off while doing karaoke.
What about the third one when they have to go to a porta potty and it turns into like a water ski event because they're like fucking dropping trout? Oh, yeah.
Trout. Okay, look at this. Here you go. Come
on. Oh, it looks so nerdy.
I like how they have like the hosts in the bottom left corner seeing their reactions.
This is on TV?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's actually really entertaining. I would watch this.
Turn it up, Dutch.
I would watch the shit out of this. He's so uncomfortable.
Is this the happiest day of his life?
Make up. He's basically just going to be doing this. Jesus.
Look at that. Look at that expression.
Yeah, right?
You're such a super lady.
Go all the way to the end. You can see that he comes. Look at that. They pixelate the cum. There's the cum.
Of course they go for a cum shot.
Look at his face. Look at his face while that happens.
What is this scrolling to the right? Like hit the points he got or just the daily numbers?
I don't know.
Wait.
How many milligrams of semen he just spilled on the floor?
Is like the competition to see how long you can go without coming?
I think that's the point, yeah. That's... Oh, here's another one. Look.
Oh, he came already.
Jesus. Come There's on, like a dude. Thousand of these videos. This is like a regular thing.
Well, look at his teeth. American Idol.
Well,
take
look at
notes.
His teeth. He's never dated anybody
Didn't they
before.
Cancel just American Idol?
Yeah, because no one's teeth. Jerking off on it.
Yep.
Good point.
Mm. Man.
Oh. I don't know, man.
They do anything over there. They don't give a fuck.
There's so many of them. It's that there's so many of them that they've run out of the normal ideas, and to come up with new content, they have to do this.
Yeah. Okay. Now I have a fun Florida story.
Oh, hold on.
No.
You don't have to do that.
Yes,
no.
I do.
Everyone from Florida.
We have guests.
They haven't heard it.
Your nippers are so pink.
I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Moosin!
Okay. Thank you, Marie, for that
Dalai.
Intro.
That's a good song.
Dalai Lama.
This man kills imaginary friend, turns self in, takes world saddest mugshot. Here's his mugshot so everyone can enjoy in the chat room.
He's so sad.
He's so sad. He's so remorseful.
Oh, this is going to be a tough story.
Do you think they're going to press charges?
Jeff Gaylord. Walked into Jacksonville Sheriff's Office and confessed to his crime. He had repeatedly stabbed his friend, Mr. Happy.
Oh no!
You killed Mr.
No,
Happy.
No, not Mr. Happy.
What did Mr. Happy do?
Got killed by Mr. Gaylord. That's what.
With a kitchen knife, he cut
in the study with Mr. Body.
That's brutal.
He cut up Mr. Happy with a hatchet.
Oh my God!
Buried him in the backyard.
Nuh-uh.
Let me remind you again that this occurred in Florida. So perhaps you should be... Hey, don't fucking rag on our state. Fuck fate. Well, it's a pretty shitty state. Gaylord and Mr. Happy were friends.
I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
Gaylord and Mr. Gaylord and Mr. Happy were friends for 7 years. Mm. But according to Gaylord, he killed him for a few reasons.
There was more than one reason?
Yep.
He stole his meth.
No. He left his empty vodka bottles all over the kitchen.
Mr. Happy, I've told you, we recycle in this apartment.
Yeah. Those go in the recycling bin, Mr. Happy.
Oh, that's perfect.
No.
He never picked up his empty cocaine bags.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
It's a hell of a drug. Mr. Happy, you so-and-so.
I'm getting the feeling this wasn't Mr. Happy's mess that he was picking up after.
He messed up my apartment to the point where I couldn't get it clean. Before Hap started doing drugs and acting weird, he was my BFF. We would go dancing, play on the children's park equipment.
No.
Gross.
Both huge fans of doom metal. Listen to it for hours with the lights turned off.
Doom.
When Mr. Happy crashed Gaylord's car and Gaylord got arrested instead, Gaylord had it had enough. It's done.
Happy,
he says he's finished.
You keep crashing my car. Done.
Oh, hey, Gaylord, what are you doing with that knife?
He could have said gym equipment or just the park, but no, he said children's equipment, yeah, right?
That's where he plays.
That's so gross.
The drunk driving app.
He Mr. Happy'd all over that equipment.
He was doing some karaoke. The drunk driving incident I got unfairly blamed for.
It was Mr. Happy, okay?
Mr. Gaylord's a hell of an attorney, I'll tell you that.
And just how messy I've become put me on over the edge, so I had to murder him. Gaylord was eventually taken into custody when he threatened police for not giving him the death penalty.
Mr. What? Happy?
Police found drug paraphernalia.
Oh, no.
And a machine gun in Gaylord's house.
Oh, God.
And was booked on multiple charges.
That was Hap's gun, not his. You know that, right?
So I wonder if this guy will suddenly... You can't play
nothing on me. Ha ha. I got no strings on me. Hoo-hoo.
No, that's not, you see.
So will this guy not be crazy anymore because he killed his alter ego? Will he be normal now?
No, I don't think it really works like Fight Club.
Is he still crazy?
I think it's Fight Club rules. Yeah. He killed the crazy out of him.
Yeah.
So is he good now?
I think he's fine.
Set him loose.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine. Get him out there.
Walk it off. Walk it off.
Gaylord is gay. He's nice and gay now.
Next.
So. Well, speaking of cocaine, and speaking of Mark being in the room, Colombia to unleash swarms of cocaine-loving butterflies as soldiers in the war on drugs.
Okay, yeah. I read this. Okay, Marie, please read it. This is hilarious.
No, watch out for the butterflies. Oh,
what the fuck is that?
Get you with their pollen.
Am I Chinese in this scenario? What the fuck?
No, it's Colombia.
Colombian.
Whoa. Is that static, Dutch?
I don't know.
Not coming for me.
I don't know.
It's the butterflies. It's the invasion.
John, watch your Chase. Might be is your cord. Maybe.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, well, it's fine now. Anyway,
the government of Colombia has announced that it will cease usage of Monsanto's Roundup herbicide after a statement was released last month from the WHO. WHO. I don't know what that's an acronym for.
WHO.
Claiming that the main ingredient in the herbicide is likely carcinogenic. Aww. There's now a proposal to use cocaine-eating butterflies to replace the herbicide, which leads to the...
Well, that's a logical progression, if you ask me. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe so.
It leads to the greatest mental image in the history of the war on drugs.
They're going to be flying so fast.
Oh my God, this is the best thing ever.
I love flying. I love flying so much.
Can you imagine seeing a butterfly flapping its wings like a hummingbird?
Holy crap, do you see that flower? I need to go to that flower. I need to go to that flower right now.
Oh, that flower looks so fucking good right now.
Oh, I can just stay on this flower forever.
Shit out of you.
Hey, does anyone have more Coke? I'm out of Coke.
Colombian drug rebels running through their cocoa plant fields chasing butterflies.
Aww.
The FARC forces will be running through the fields, hacking at pretty butterflies with machetes, trying to save off their butterfly invasion.
They're not going to be prancing around skipping with butterfly nets?
La 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 la
la la la.
The butterfly that the president proposed is to one whose diet consists specifically of the cocoa plant that produces cocaine. There are over 150 types of the cocoa plant, but only two of those 157 plants are used to make cocaine. It just so happens that this butterfly targets and eats those two specific variations of the plant. It is not the first time this has been proposed as an option to eradicate illegal cocoa plants, but this time around, with the cessation of Monsanto's Roundup, it seems much more likely to be approved.
So you're saying it's an indecent proposal?
Now, John, what you said in the chat room is a very good point. Do you believe that these butterflies are going to be in love with the cocoa?
I think they might be in love with the cocoa.
I would hate to see a butterfly and like relapse.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
Don't worry. Mires que tenemos muchísimo cocaína. Entonces vamos a tener las mariposas que va a comer todo eso para que no tenemos esta cocaína en el país.
Sí.
That was a board meeting, by the way, that happened with the president. There it is.
He looks just like a butterfly.
No, this is a black guy selling coke.
But he's like flapping.
I guess he's a good point. He is.
He's jumping like a butterfly.
That's the baking.
So stuff. Basically, these butterflies murder the coke plants.
I have a solution. I have a solution to the drug cartel. When these cocaine-loving butterflies are released and starting to eat their cocoa plants, just give them heroin.
Oh, that'll work.
Put them on a new drug. Then they'll get addicted to the worser drug.
It's a gateway butterfly.
Well, no, it won't make me sick.
So basically, when
I want
these,
a new drug.
So basically, when these guys seize the cocaine plantations or whatever, instead of like just dumping a whole shitload of weed killer, they're just like, let's release a shitload of butterflies.
Yes, because the butterflies will eat the cocoa plants.
Butterflies.
It's weird because usually butterflies. Usually when you hear about butterflies, they just kind of like, you know, they don't eat plants. They basically live off like syrup from a plant kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like the same way bees do.
Caterpillars eat plants, but butterflies don't.
Bees?
Oh, there you go. That's why.
Not the bees.
It's probably the butterflies will make more caterpillars, which will then infest the crops and kill
so
them.
So butterflies in the sky, they can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book, A Reading Rainbow.
It's cocaine.
We've had butterfly cocaine kisses. I'm high all night. That's Daddy didn't come home.
Daddy doesn't like that song.
He's doing all right. He's high on cocaine.
Dutch, can you do me a favor?
Oh. And Jill Marie?
Can you pull up the new Uncle Buck trailer and see how good this new movie looks?
Oh, no.
Now you remember the. No. Are you kidding me?
You remember the original Uncle Buck, the famous John Candy, one of his best movies.
Swear to fucking Christ, if that fat ass McCarthy bitch is fucking good, I'm gonna.
You were wrong. The TV show one with the black guy?
That's the one.
Uh oh.
It's a black Uncle Buck?
Sorry.
No, it's
Black Uncle Buck?
It's Black Uncle Buck.
Is it
Buck.
Tyler Perry?
Nope.
Good.
I mean, African American Uncle Buck.
Won't do You're it. Right. Won't watch it. Don't give a shit. Hope it burns down. I Hope want the it. Studio burns down. Give it a fire.
Give it a chance.
Right. No. Nope.
Play. Go.
Work out.
The Harrisons can't watch the kids. They're on a juice cleanse in Santa Fe.
We need more black friends.
It was time.
There is a solution we haven't talked about.
To call on Plan B.
Not Buck.
What is your problem with Buck?
He poisoned our dog with chocolate.
Burr. I did Change. It, but see, I knew
he's really got his act together.
Where is that?
No, I just knew it.
Who's
I knew there
it
was
going to be.
Okay, go ahead. Who do you think? What's the black guy? You know that. Who do you think Uncle Buck's going to be?
Tyler
you
Perry.
Know I know who it is. Okay, so don't say it. I know who it is. It's not Tyler Perry.
Charles Barkley.
That's a good guess.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. He ruined another classic. It was a TV show, not a movie, and they remade it with
Cedric
him.
The Entertainer.
Nope, wrong one. Wrong one.
Fattish.
Skinny.
Omar Epps.
Yep, Omar Epps.
Ew. Fucking kidding me?
Okay, play it. There he is.
Sir, you came in the wrong way.
I know, because there's no line this way.
Can Pause I get your keys? Second.
Got a screwdriver. Oh, Will. Hey, Will, what's up?
Not even Uncle Buck. That's not Uncle Buck.
We need someone to watch kids this weekend. Any chance you're free?
I don't know, man.
Come on, it'll be fun. I can get away.
Come to think of it, I would love to get away.
Who the hell are you?
It's your Uncle Buck.
Tia, your uncle's here.
Uh-huh.
Don't you uh-huh me. You're going to give me some respect around here.
Nah, I was just kidding. What if I was that guy?
Are you really our uncle?
Yes.
Why don't you visit more?
It's complicated.
What do you do for a living?
That's even more complicated.
Are you married?
Not at this time.
Are you gay?
Not at this time.
I got something for you. Cake!
So let me guess. He doesn't bowl. He just rolls dice for cocaine in the fucking alley.
First off, racist. Secondly, my problem. Omar Epps' scripts must be the easiest things. Character is very Omar. Omar Epps like. Because it's the same thing, right? He just says
the same. Basically, the same character in every movie.
Yeah.
Do you think they had a hard time casting Macaulay Culkin?
Even Friday, my grandma would give me that chair.
No, Macaulay Culkin might be in this one, but he's going to be probably a heroin user. Do you see what he looks like now?
Yeah.
He looks terrible.
He's not the middle child anymore.
No. He did. They should not have left him home alone so long. They fucked him up.
What? Y'all want some of that juice? It's gone. Man, why'd you bring the kids?
No choice. There's too many of them. Okay, this is your mother. Everybody quiet.
Just calling to check on the kids.
Look, I'm having my first shooter.
Mom, I'm learning to dwarf.
Oh, you know, they all tucked in. Those little angels.
It's only 5:30.
I gotta go. There's Tia.
This looks awful. Like, there's a minute left in this. I don't know if I want to
like it. It sounds like a parody.
Yeah.
Is this a TV show?
I don't like that they're encouraging poor parenting in that kind of community.
Tyler Perry does not approve.
No. They should teach their kids some, you know, proper manners.
Yeah, I thought you didn't have to finish.
Well, they
it.
Said at the beginning that, like, they're kind of like a white-black family. They're like, we need more black friends.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that's true. They did say that.
Are they doing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air thing? They're doing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air thing.
Well, no, because it's not good. I mean, yeah, Fresh Prince was good.
They were gonna do a remake of that, but Uncle Phil died.
Yeah, well, when, and yes, he.
By the way, Fresh Prince, no rewatchability these days.
I haven't tried to rewatch it, but I used to. Ooh. Fucking
hate it. Dude, it's like when you go back to old. I was watching. I think I told you guys this a couple weeks ago when I went to watch Boy Meets World. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this on TJF. I watched. I'm like, this is bad. Like the jokes aren't even funny. Like they're just. It's
but what
really
about?
Bad.
But what about when Carlton does the Carlton dance?
It's so 90s. I mean, it worked for the time, obviously, but there was no rewatchability on
what
that.
What about when they do the
You mean Apache?
Tonto.
Yeah. Jumboni. Wasn't that Jumboni. Funny?
Jumboni.
It was good, right? Dun,
dun. Well, apparently for the 90s, that dance that they did got them to win the contest that they were doing.
Remember, they had to do that dance in me, and they won that contest. No, they didn't win the contest. They didn't win. They got like some sort of prize, like most creative or something, if I remember that.
Something like that.
Remember that episode where they went camping, but the campsite was clearly a studio campsite? It looks so fake.
Yes.
God, that show is so
Remember
bad.
When Will was trying to do a music video inside Uncle Phil's house?
With the fog machines?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was like my favorite episode. I was just trying to get to my room. Can we watch the sassy gay friend video?
Sure, we could do that.
While we're watching videos? I can't pull it up.
Dutch, can you pull it up? Because like I said, I'm having issues.
I'll post it in the chat.
I'll post it in the chat.
Okay. Please. Yeah, I was going to say, what's going on? Normally you play the videos.
I know, but remember, I think I figured out what the static was, and that was this one, so I fixed it. So you got to explain it. It's fine.
Daddy likes when you film stuff for me instead.
Daddy likes when you work the studio for me. Oh, that they have the one with Will breaking the Twin Towers? Yeah, that one's hilarious.
Wow.
Too soon?
No, it's good.
It's a good dance, though.
It is a good dance. Yes, go ahead. Here we go.
From the Bible. She is about to eat the apple and be blamed for the fall of mankind. This fate could have been avoided if she had a sassy gay friend.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yay, sassy gay friend!
I love this.
This is a setup, but you don't realize it because your brain is made out of rib.
No, God would never do that. He created this paradise.
This can't be paradise, okay? Because it's full of mistakes. God planned this world in 7 days. You can't plan a good themed brunch in 7 days. Never mind paradise.
So what will happen if I eat the apple?
He's gonna punish you. He'll say, Eve, childbirth is gonna really hurt now because you screwed up. But really? He made vaginas too small and he's looking for a scapegoat.
God, pause.
You should stop being a summer, sorry. Eve. And
so basically, sassy gay friend is blaming God for his mistakes instead of... I love this.
This is very funny. I love this. Is hilarious. By the way, I love that he's naked except for the scarf. I love it.
Sassy gay friend has to have a scarf.
Yeah.
Now, what are themes for brunches?
Oh, they're endless. Yeah. Are you kidding? Nautical theme, polka dot theme,
nautical
Chevron theme.
Chevron with Techron theme?
Yes.
Yes. VTech.
All right, go ahead, Dutch.
From the carbohydrate.
You're right.
I don't want to be known as the original sinner.
Of course you don't. It sounds like a terrible rap name. Let's get you some clothes. Yay!
Oh, you know what? We should get Adam some clothes, too.
Mm. Of course he's a black man.
No, he's fine.
No, he's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a stupid bitch. I'm a stupid. Yeah.
Yay. That was fucking.
I want that as a button.
Isn't that great?
Who made that sketch?
I don't know. Jesse's the one that said
it
to
Second
me.
City Network.
Yeah. He has a really funny Romeo and Juliet one, too, if you feel like searching that one.
Is it the I'll gay guy that one, does the productions?
It's sassy gay friend Romeo and Juliet.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's really good. He yells at Juliet for being a stupid 14-year-old.
Okay.
Well, I guess she is a stupid 14-year-old. Someone should yell at her.
I think I found a new. Oh, God. He has a lot of them. Titanic, Hamlet. I'm just looking at what Dutch is pulling up. Wow.
So the premise is if the leading female character had a sassy black friend, he would
gay
fix...
Gay friend.
Sorry.
Sassy gay
yeah,
friend.
Sorry.
He's not
They're
black.
All minorities
sorry.
In her eyes. She's
African-American.
Very...
Sorry.
Come on.
I was mixing up the I'm a sassy independent black woman who don't need no man. Sorry.
Yep. Press play.
Juliet, she is about to take her own life. This fate could have been avoided if she had a sassy gay friend.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love him.
You love him? You met him Sunday. It's barely Thursday morning. Slow down, crazy. Slow down.
Love makes you crazy.
Yeah, I would say so. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Translation? Desperate, desperate. I am really desperate. Are there any stalkers on my grounds? Romeo killed your cousin Tybalt.
Tybalt killed his friend Mercutio.
Save it, Patty Hearst. I'm not buying any Stockholm Syndrome today, thank you.
I'm a grown woman.
I think you're 14 and you're an idiot. You took a roofie from a priest. Look at your life. Look at your choices. Have you even slept with this guy?
14 and an idiot.
Dead.
You big slut. Good for you.
Holy shit.
She's a stupid bitch.
Okay, I want to interview this guy. He's fucking hilarious.
We should. His videos are old. They're really old. They're from when I was in high school.
Oh yeah. So, well, that was 5 years ago. Because
well,
for you,
so old.
Really old for you. Yeah, you're young. So 7 million views. Good.
Wow.
Funny man.
Good for him.
I've never even heard of this guy.
No. Really? Thank you, Jesse. That was this guy's fantastic.
I love it when you learn of old.
New yeah. good
old
videos.
Viral stuff that you never knew of when it was like, oh wow, I want to talk about it now. Like what was it 2 weeks ago
Salad
when somebody when somebody told me about the Winnebago man
and
the outtakes?
Oh yeah, that's old.
I've seen that.
And yeah, Salad Fingers. Did we play Salad Fingers or talk about Salad Fingers?
Oh my god, Salad really Fingers.
That's
so
the oldest
creepy.
One ever.
Well, Dutch,
I remember
it's weird.
When I was in high school.
But here's the thing:
out.
The newest there's 10 episodes, and the newest episode just came out like this year. Like
they're just weird.
He releases
it's not as funny as it was before.
He releases one episode like every 1 or 2 years. Like it's really spaced out.
And they're so poorly done.
Salad Fingers.
Yeah.
They're so poorly done. I wonder why it's taking him so long between.
Let's do one more story before break here. Policewoman, let me read this. And by the way, this is also, don't play the song, but it's Tampa Bay.
Sure. Okay.
Tampa.
Okay. Well, technically, okay, hold on. Sorry. Yay. This happened in Largo, Florida. I apologize. Woman intentionally defecates in a cruiser after arrest. Good for her.
Are you sure this was in Ybor City?
That's a way to rebel.
Ybor Shitty.
Ybor Shitty. An 18-year-old intentionally created biohazard waste shit in a cruiser after arrest. A woman pooped in the back of a police cruiser April 25th, according to the arrest report.
That can't be the first time that's
clean
happened.
That up, pig.
That's yeah. gotta suck for that cop's car because I'm sure you can't get the smell out.
Yeah. Was she wearing a skirt or pants?
Well, Caitlin Patricia Feliga, 18, had previously been arrested after breaking into and damaging her ex-boyfriend's home, police said. About 3:10, an officer wrote in the report, Feliga was in the back of a marked cruiser when she intentionally removed her pants.
Oh, okay.
And defecated, thus creating biohazard waste. Pinellas Sheriff's deputies directed inmates at a jail cell to clean the car. Wait, what? Hold on.
I'm not going anywhere.
Stop the presses.
You're an inmate at a jail cell. They can make you clean shit. They make them clean shit from the back of police cars?
It's not shit.
Dude, I don't blame them for doing that.
It is biohazard waste.
Cool. Until you were in 10 days, and until you were for 30 days in there doing a work release and they made you clean shit, then you'd be bitching to high heaven saying this is not humane.
Here's the thing, dude. The fact that cops even at it, just imagine going to your job and the potential that some crazy dumb drunk bitch might shit in your ride. Like, dude, yeah, fuck. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure they probably made the guys who were being even more assholes than she was earlier that day going, you know what? Fuck them. Make them clean it.
No, hold on a second. Here's the difference. They said deputies directed inmates in a jail to clean the car. Now, hold on a second. Was it a prison or were they just sitting in jail waiting to go to court? Because if they haven't been actually convicted of anything, they shouldn't just make guys clean shit.
Like well, if it's a guy,
how
I'm
do you
sure
know it wasn't a guy?
It doesn't matter. You can't punish someone until you're found
you're
guilty.
So anti-cop.
Maybe
I am not anti-cop. I'm just pro doing the fucking law the right way because the law is easy to defend until they fuck you. Then you're like, oh, they're fucking assholes. Yeah.
How do you know that the inmate wasn't a professional car cleaner before they were arrested and they were just asking for the
good
service?
What you think they
learned trades
here for
in
this?
Jail.
I really doubt anyone volunteered to clean shit out of a car.
Wait, I have a question,
Yo,
too.
Yo, Jerome, didn't you used to do that for a living?
God, I love cleaning shit. I'll take care of it.
Hell yeah, man.
Does anyone else get, like, shy Like, I'm surprised she could do
when
it
right there.
When
I pee sometimes.
Like stage fright. Oh, like
when you poop?
Like, yeah. Yeah, you can't always poop anywhere.
I am can't. Very good at controlling not doing it if there's anyone else in the bathroom at the same time as me at work.
See, with me, 90% of the times it's an emergency, so I can't control it anyways. I just make sure that I'm lucky.
So if you were coming home from Chipotle and a cop arrested you, it could happen.
It could potentially happen.
Well, that'll get you out of a ticket, probably.
I would.
But
say,
I'm the kind of guy who'd be like, dude, you got it. Look, unless you want your cruiser smell like shit, you got to pull over and let me take a dump.
And I'm sure most cops would actually let you do that so you don't shit in their car.
I wonder if she did it silently or loudly.
Yeah.
Oh, probably very loud.
Yeah, she wanted to get out of there quick.
Maybe like talking to the cop while she's doing
there
it.
Like that.
I told you I had to go poo-poo.
Right.
That's true. But Dutch, you don't know. That's what he wrote up. But how about if she was saying, I need a shit, I need a shit, I need a shit, and they wasn't letting him? Maybe that's why she had the shit so bad, too.
Yeah.
Maybe she was saying, God damn it, I need a shit.
Maybe she's like, I have the runs, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then would you like, say that she did it intentionally?
That's embarrassing.
Well, yeah, intentionally, because I. She
well, that's
want
what the police report says.
She wouldn't want to intentionally ruin her pants, which is why she took her pants off.
My point is what the police that's report true. Says. If they really said no to her, they're not going to put that in the report. I wouldn't. Think, would you, Dutch? Would you go, didn't let her shit, she shit in my car?
Yeah. Woman repeatedly said, I need to take a diarrhea. I said no.
So they shit. So she shit in my car.
Well, the thing is, the back seat of cop cars are all like, you know, lined with plastic. Anyways, yeah. I'm sure for that reason, that or puking or whatever nonsense.
But other sheriff's deputies directed inmates in jail cell to clean the car. The cruiser was out of commission for 8 hours for property decontamination procedures. Yeah,
that smell's still going to linger even after 8 hours,
oh,
though.
Yeah, dude.
Bacon doesn't stop smelling for 8 hours. Fucking shit's going to smell even longer.
Now everyone.
Material.
Sorry.
Now everyone in Tampa won't know which one is this shit car.
Oh, God. Don't get arrested in Tampa.
It's more intense.
Well, I guess in fairness, I guess it depends on the cruiser is because most back seats of cop cars are just made out of plastic anyway. There's no pores.
Where's the beef? I just said that.
Where's the beef? You beefed
when did you say it?
You beefed it, bro.
All did anybody else hear me say that?
Yeah,
I heard you say it.
All in all, the officer wrote the act
you
cost.
You beefed it, John.
The act cost authorities about $100, including the charge of cleaning supplies and to have the deputies oversee the inmates.
How much Lysol wipes did they buy?
We need more lemon plate.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, and listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Now deep beat, cause the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want. The best show on the planet, I ain't even gonna front. Deep beat, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep Beat. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know the way the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for?
Well, name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Now, gentlemen, we're not going to sit here and pretend it's not a big ass elephant in the room.
What the fuck is going on?
This is what the fuck is going on. Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! No! Happening right now. No! Hey, yo, he's fucking the captain's daughter. Yo!
Every time you say that shit,
that's another foot in your ass.
Schmidt, you literally, yo, this is the best thing ever.
Schmidt fucked the captain's daughter. Schmidt fucked the captain's daughter. Schmidt fucked the captain's daughter.
Shit! Fuck! You fucked Captain Jason's daughter? Captain, what the fuck? You bragged to him to his face! To his actual face, Captain! Do you understand that? This thing's right here. You bragged to that face? You actually high five Schmidt for fucking your daughter. Holy shit! Oh my god! This is...
It's really not that funny.
Second hour, Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. And we are hoping in about 10 minutos, we'll have director, 5 minutes, excuse me, director Phil Lord on the phone. So we're going to fill that time. I don't know if we should read a story. That's
with hot, hot, hot whipped cream.
Just hot, sexy whipped cream. Well, I do have a quick one here that I want.
A quickie.
Somebody shared 22. I hate the term life hacks because it's stupid, but these are very good.
Guys, it's gonna make your life easier.
Daddy likes life hacks.
Damn it, I was gonna say it. 22 unethical life hacks. Use at your own risk. Take a picture with your phone anytime you see a traffic jam, a flat tire, or a funeral procession. Use them later when you're late for something and have no real excuse.
Oh.
When buying items that are components of one another and that can be combined, for instance, PVC pipe fittings at Home Depot or Lowe's, connect them all together. Over half the time, the cashier will think it's one component and only charge you for the first barcode.
Ooh.
Yep. If you're about to get caught in the rain, go ask places that might have lost and found a hotel and see if you've lost your black umbrella. Tell me you lost your black umbrella.
That's pretty popular.
If setting a court date to dispute a speeding ticket or something along those lines, always request a bilingual trial. Finding a scheduling translator for the court is a pain in the ass, and they'll most likely drop the case to settle it instead of going to trial.
That is very...
Are you serious?
You can't do Spanish. True. You can't do Spanish, I'm assuming. You probably should do
no habla español.
It's probably more bilingual. At least in Florida, there'll be a lot of bilingual people.
It costs at least $85 to $100 an hour for a court translator.
So it's not worth... Yeah, I guess it's not worth it at some point.
Oh, but it'd be even worse if you're like German.
Yeah, bonjour.
Or French. Or Cambodian.
Want to sit alone on the bus? Wear a face mask. Instead of buying a Costco membership...
Wear a face mask on the bus. Oh, that's creepy.
Instead of buying a Costco membership, just buy a gift card. You can get in and pay with whatever else you need by using a debit card. No membership necessary. Because they let you in if you have a gift card, so you don't have to buy a membership. I did not know that. Now I know what I'm doing.
Oh,
that is brilliant.
Shit.
That is fucking brilliant. Buy one for $10, and then I'll have a membership forever. I'll just keep it and go, hey, I have a gift card again.
Yeah, just keep putting money on it, and then you can keep using it.
Yeah. Dress well and be the last one on your plane and sit in first class if the seat is open. How often do flight attendants ask to see your boarding pass? Ooh, dress well and be the last one. Yeah, that's what you got to do. So that makes sense. Be the last one on. I'm going to try that.
Are these like life hacks?
Yeah, these are unethical ones.
Okay.
Those are my favorite.
Daddy wants conveniences.
But daddy doesn't work too hard for him.
Daddy doesn't work too hard for him.
That's not a bad idea because I travel a lot and I never thought once to do that.
Ooh, and you look just smug enough to have first class.
That's right?
A good goddamn point.
V-neck.
Hotel concierge services are for everyone in any city in the world. Just walk into an international chain hotel and ask away. Ask for directions, have them make reservations for you, get general advice.
You don't even need to have a hotel reservation. Just walk right on in. Be like, bitch, do my bidding.
Yep.
It's like having your own personal secretary at your beck and call.
The next one here. Need a passport picture from a local CVS or Walgreens?
No.
Tell them you're taking the next upcoming LSAT and need a passport picture for it, which you do. But it's like 34 cents instead of the price they charge you for passport pictures. But it's literally the same picture.
Shut up.
Yeah, but are they going to be convinced that like a 30-year-old's taking an LSAT?
If I'm stupid.
Well, yeah. Why not? I'm going back to school. I never finished my degree.
You could get away with it, Jesse.
I know.
I couldn't.
Forever.
Like, no.
And like Walgreens is going to question you.
I don't think I look like I would be going back to school anymore.
Yeah, maybe going back to Cali.
To Cali.
I don't think so.
Cali. I'm digging my LSAT.
I go to school.
Yeah.
In major cities where daily parking costs are super high.
I go to school.
In major cities where daily parking costs are super high, find an auto shop with an inexpensive tire rotation offer. Take up said offer, but say that you have some errands to run. Can you come back and pick it up later that day? Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Wait, hold on. Read that again. I zoned out for a second. What?
There's these auto shops that do inexpensive tire rotation, like Goodyear's for like $19.99, just to get you in so they could check your car and, you know, try to. You don't have to buy anything.
Oh,
else.
So instead of paying for parking, you just pay do that 20, if it's nearby?
Exactly.
I mean, $19 is still expensive for parking, so yeah. I guess it would have to be worth it.
If it's in like New York or something,
New York City?
I ain't driving there.
If you want to trespass and not get in trouble with the law, drive a white pickup with a utility box on it. People will assume you work for a utility company. I work for a
phone
company.
That doesn't work in South Florida. Everybody has that.
That's true.
I work for a phone company and drive anywhere I please. In major cities. Yes, Marie.
I believe we have our friend here.
Hi.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Proper introductions are necessary. So,
super duper director. Hold on.
May I present the producer of the Lego Movie blockbuster franchise, almost EGOT winner, almost getting there.
Whoa.
Predictor of the last man of on Earth, jumper of over 22 streets, and our great American hero, Mr. Philip A. Lord.
Yeah! What a nice introduction.
Well, it's been
long
a
long time
while.
No talk, Fildo.
Yeah, how you been?
I know, it's been forever.
Yeah.
It's too long, guys. It's
amazing thinking back to when we first met Phil, and now he's this super duper rising like megastar, you know. Director getting everything thrown his way. They're just throwing every day. I when I'm checking Google News and I have a little news feed for you guys, and it's like every day it's like Phil or Chris Miller have this coming up and they've also doing this, and it's like, you know, you guys are gonna have your own aerobic show soon at this point.
Oh yeah, that's the pinnacle. That's kind of what this is all about. It's getting into the aerobics game.
Hey, you know what? You laugh.
It's so hard.
You laugh, but it is tough. It is really so tough.
Make Jonah Hill do aerobics.
Yeah, that'll be good.
But look what happened. I mean, like Jane Fonda, like she turned her incredible acting career into an aerobics career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just turn it.
Right? I mean, hello, Belladonna, duh.
Tons of people. Olivia Newton-John, she turned her music career into like Let's Get Physical, which turned
it's
into
what you do.
She crushed it.
People exercising. Yeah, it's a goal for a lot of us in the entertainment.
I get it, you know, and it's a little known thing. Not many people know that. That's like, you know, all these movies are great, all these awards are fantastic.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you want to just get in to some sort of amazing jazzercising or some sort of workout program, because that's so hard to get into, you know?
You know how
it's
You know how I knew that you are at that level now? Is the last time I asked for an interview, I got the Hollywood smooth talk from you.
What happened?
You gave me the sweetest no I had ever heard. I think it opened up with, hey, love, I totally would love to do your show, but we have all this like Oscar stuff going on right now.
Let's do lunch.
So did the
Oscar stuff die down?
I'm the worst.
Listen,
that's how you know you've achieved your career goals, is when you turn into the worst person.
Now I just want to ground you. Remember, you are still a half Cuban from South Florida who should be a Dolphins fan. So just remember that. Let's keep you grounded. You know, you're.
No, for sure. I'm still a Dolphins fan. I'm still 8-8 in my heart.
You'll always be 8-8.
So
I'll always be 8-8 on some level.
So,
hey, real quick, how do you think? How do you think the Dolphins did in the draft?
I thought they did all right, honestly. But fifth round, you know, that's like where the hope is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the guys you pick at the start, you kind of need them to perform, so they can really only disappoint you. But the guys in, like, the fifth round and the undrafted guys, that's where you go, like, oh, this is so fun. Like, I'm rooting for those dudes. to actually do something. So
right. Hopefully you guys can pick up another, like, you know, racist bully because Incognito left.
So then Phil, yeah, does that mean you
we have that slot.
So Phil, does that mean you're ready for the tsunami?
Oh God, don't, please don't.
Oh, that's so great.
You're lucky you're not in Florida anymore, pal. I'll tell you right now, you're lucky you're not here anymore. I don't know if you come and visit often, but that's all it is. It's just tsunami billboards everywhere in South Florida.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That is
pretty bad.
That is unfortunate. I mean, I don't know. I feel like a one syllable name really lends itself to a lot of punnery. You know what I mean? You really have the opportunity there.
Like Prince? Like Sting?
Yeah, totally. Exactly. And the fact that it's like a syllable like that isn't a word just gives you a lot of possibility.
Yeah, it's more like a sneeze than anything else.
Yeah.
It's like Django. Yeah. The T is silent.
Yeah. I want
I'm really excited. Yeah, I'm excited about the wordplay opportunities. I'm sure that's why Ross wanted to get him so bad.
Yeah. I get it.
For the advertising.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need. You just need a billboard. It worked for Marino. Okay, I have a question for you. Now, this is the first question I want to ask because I'm a big, big nerd. Are you really working on the Flash movie?
yeah, I think that got out there somehow, announced or something.
It's on your IMDb.
There's some official word on it. Yeah, we're trying to break a story on it.
Well, Forbes.com has it, so...
Yeah, it's there. If it's on Google, then I won't get in trouble for saying it. We're trying to break a story, and it's interesting because there's this really popular TV show out there.
Yes.
And we're trying to carve out space for the movie that's apart from that. But I think we're doing all right.
Now,
we're doing all right. Yeah.
Is your Flash Barry Allen or Wally West?
I believe it's going to be Barry Allen.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Very, very excited. Now, were you a comic nerd as a kid?
I was a huge comic guy as a kid. I don't know. You guys grew up in, like, Hialeah area? I can't remember.
Miami Lakes. I went to
this
comic shop in Main Street all the time.
I grew up in Coconut Grove, and our spot was this place called Coral Comics in South Miami, and we would ride our bikes there every single day to the point where my parents got really suspicious that the comic book shop guy was, like, abusing us.
What are you, an episode
so
of Facts
like,
of Life?
Down. It took me a while to figure out what was up, but one day my dad got, like, super interested in going to the comic shop with me. And I realized it was like a sting operation to try to check the dude out.
That's hilarious.
Philip, are you on drugs?
Too much time.
If you're on drugs, you have to tell me if you're on drugs.
Well, learned it from you, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. If you're having a sexual relationship with the comic book shop owner, you need to tell them.
I want that to be on, like, one of your, like, presser quotes. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be on my Wikipedia page. Did not have a sexual relationship.
Phil Lord's
12 with his comic book shop owner.
Young sexual repressions influenced Flash movie.
yeah, that's a good one.
Boom.
Another great headline.
Send it to Variety.
That's why everyone doesn't want to do interviews, because they're sure they're going to say something.
I know.
Up on BuzzFeed with a headline. Like,
oh, no, absolutely. Look what happened to Chris Evans and Jeremy Rayner when they were messing around in an interview. They were like ripped
apart.
Right,
they're just like talking exactly, then it turns into a whole thing.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's silly. It's just like someone looking for a headline, like, and it's always out of context too. It's always like blah 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 dot 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 blah. It's like, well, okay, you're missing the whole middle part though.
Here's the thing though, Phil.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, with Phil on this show though, like, he said way worse shit than that in the past interviews. So if anything was going to get picked up before, it would have done it already.
Yeah, it's probably true. I've said so many horrible things in the name of, like, bad attempts at comedy.
Well,
so hopefully I'll get a pass.
Yeah, hopefully, because we don't want you to lose any of your gigs. We're very excited. I'm excited personally because I do watch the TV show, the Flash TV show, and I like it a lot. And I'm very excited to move. That's going to be a movie. But you said it's its own thing. It's its own universe, right?
It's going to be its own. We're more trying to, stick with the cinematic universe.
Right.
I guess that's the TV stuff applies, but it really is its own thing and kind of a standalone movie. And we're just trying to think of the best story. And I think you guys will like it. It's kind of a different take on superhero stuff. So
yeah, that's.
I'm optimistic, cautiously optimistic.
Well, everything you've been making lately has just been amazing. So you got the golden touch right now, and I hope Royce didn't jinx that. But who knows? Watch it be my fault.
But if it all goes downhill, I'm coming back on the show to blame you.
It'll be perfect. I did like the Stephen King thinner on you, but I just said failure, and that's it. Boom.
Yeah. Golly.
One more nerd question: are you working on an animated Spider-Man movie also?
That has also been in the press.
IMDb.
We're kind of juggling. We're sort of juggling superheroes with the color red in them.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. We're trying not to, confuse their powers or anything, but it does get tricky. But, yeah, that's the same thing where it's like, is there a way to do one of these movies in a new way,
Right.
That's the whole thing. The exciting thing about it being animated is it just opens up a lot of different possibilities. And, it's weirdly, Chris and I like to carve out, spaces where people will let us do what we want. so much of our careers are like, no one will bother us while we try to make a 21 Jump Street movie.
That's true.
Because it's such a crazy idea. No one's going to know what to do with it. So doing these things is kind of like that. There's, they're part of these huge franchises, but they kind of are a little bit off to the side, and that gives us a lot of creative freedom, and that's the thing we love. So hopefully we won't waste that.
It is true. Like, it's when the 21 Jump Street, it's like, well, what are they going to do? And then it's a humongous success. I guess you're kind of left alone to play, and then these movies become... Like, it's the same thing with the Lego movie. It's like, it's going to be this kid's thing, and then it's like everybody fucking loves the movie,
Thanks. Thanks. Thank heaven for that. That movie, the Lego movie, it's like something that came together at the last second. Like, the movie was all right, and then at the mix, somehow, it kind of came together, and we were watching it in the mix going like, wait a minute, I think... this movie might be good. Which is it's terrifying to think that it could take that long for you to think that. But.
We were all bummed. Everybody was shocked and surprised that you guys did not get nominated for the Oscar. That was insane to me.
That's what I would like to know is what was the drama like between getting nominated and then, what happened with the Oscar stuff? I got to know stories.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can think of any. I mean, the short answer is the award season, I felt like I got my money's worth. I got snubbed, we won a BAFTA, we got nominated and lost to, a friend. We felt ripped off, we felt, overpraised. It kind of ran the whole gamut. I felt like with one movie, I got the whole awards experience. I sort of never need to do it again. So I know what all those things feel like, and for that, insanely, I'm grateful. That snub was very surprising to us also. Because
who won over you guys again?
Won
I all forgot.
Big Hero 6 wound up winning.
That's what
and,
it was, okay.
They're great. Those guys are great, and the movie's great, and the animation's amazing. That one... Balloon Man character is like the most adorable character I've ever seen. I appreciate all the other movies and all the filmmakers. And we got to be friends because we were doing all these interviews at the same time and seeing each other everywhere. So that part of it is sort of the best thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We were pretty surprised. We had been, named, the best animated movie of the year by a million critics groups. Not that that necessarily overlaps with Academy members, but all the signs pointed to a nomination. And I think if we were smarter, we would have realized, I think, earlier that the nomination really wasn't a sure thing for a lot of the reasons that people have tried to unpack. But you know, it was a good year. There were a lot of movies. And there is something about, you know, the thing you guys are talking about, which is, it's hard to imagine that something called the Lego Movie would be good. And when you're like writing the five names down of the nominees for an Academy Award, like something that's called the Lego Movie, you might just be that much more resistant.
Yeah.
To putting it on there, because it's not just like a commercial studio film. It's a commercial studio film about the biggest toy brand in the world, and something about the DNA of animation people makes them not want to do that.
Wait, are you telling us that, the Academy voters are biased in any way? Because I've never seen that in history ever,
Dutch,
except for like 20
shut up.
Times.
Do not ruin any future nods for him. Shut up.
Fuck them.
Shut up.
I don't care about that. He's the one who's got to rub elbows. They don't give a shit about me.
You should put Leo DiCaprio in your next Lego movie.
What? So they won't win again?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I would say, why don't you just name the next Lego movie the Oscar-nominated Lego movie?
Boom.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
That would work. I mean, there's another bias that happens to, like, all movies, and I include, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy, which is, you know, arguably one of the 10 best movies of the year.
I love that movie.
And
it's a great movie.
And people don't, you know, they don't equate movies that make you really happy.
Right.
They don't always equate those kinds of movies with movies that feel like they're the best of the year. There's something about quality and enjoyment that somehow don't always go hand in hand.
Right.
And I don't know what that is about us, but I think that's true. And then this critic, this guy Wesley Morris, said something to me about a movie called Land Ho, which is a movie nobody's seen and didn't quite break through. Mm-hmm. But it got nominated for an Independent Spirit Award. He and I were talking about it. We'd both seen it. And he was a big defender of this movie, this little tiny indie movie. I'm like, why? There's so many good movies. He's like, because that movie induces joy in an audience.
Right.
And that's such an unusual thing for a movie to do, that you watch it and it makes you happy. It induces this positive feeling in your body involuntarily. And that's like a total magic trick, right? It's like one thing to like a movie. It's another thing with a movie to make you like life more than that. And so that is an undervalued commodity in the critical universe and on the award circuit.
Well, I mean, it was a big, like, I remember when The Dark Knight was nominated and Heath Ledger and stuff, it was a shock that happened, because I think that was the first time a superhero movie ever really, like, you know, a movie that's an action, you know, that it really got nominated, you know. And I think it was because, like you said, like Guardians of the Galaxy, there's a bias towards, you know, these kind of movies.
Yeah, they seem a little trivial. And they often are, you know. That's not a ding. That's
right.
Like, those are a lot of my favorite movies. But,
so what movie makes you happy?
Oh, this year? Well, I'm a sick bastard. The stuff that makes me excited is anytime I see something that's really well made and that feels humane or truthful. So the movies that did that for me,
Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Schindler's List. Like Whiplash made me feel that way this year, because it was kind of a fucked up love story, right? And even though the two people involved are basically like going down a path to misery together, they found each other. And I thought that movie was incredible. And it was like a weird, it was like a horror film and a crowd pleaser at the same time. I just thought that was an incredible beat. And then the other movie that I think might still be playing in South Florida is this movie called Wild Tales. It's an Argentinian movie. It's the number one grossing film ever in the history of Argentina, I think. And it's an anthology movie all by one director. It's the sickest humor you've ever seen. It's like people doing horrible things to one another, trying to take revenge on one another. And it's got the happiest ending I've ever seen.
95%.
It induces joy in the audience. It's incredible, incredible, incredible. And I saw the director talk after, and I went up to him and I said, "You made a joyful movie, even though it's sick and it's depraved. There's something about it, that the spirit of it, that's joyful, and you care that the audience walks out with a good feeling instead of feeling crummy about themselves, and it really shows." And those are my favorite kinds of movies. It doesn't mean can't take a million risks. It's just that he values what feeling the audience leaves the theater with.
Phil, I had a question. In regards to all the success that you guys have had with the Jump Street series now, since it's been rebooted, it's popular. You got Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum doing their thing with you. So there's also been the story about it being mashed with Men in Black. And then there was another story that you guys were going to be working with the creators of Broad City, which is my personal favorite show right now. So clarity, yes. if I may ask.
Yeah. Those guys are great. You know, there's just a lot of, it's all still embryonic, but there's a lot of opportunity in the Jump Street universe, sort of a vague way to say it.
Right.
And we're developing a couple different ways that it might spin off. You know, one of them is that crazy thing that got leaked, which is, you know, maybe there's a way to mash this up with with Men in Black. And there's a really, really, really crazy idea out there that could do that. But it's all still at the earliest possible stages, you know, with stories and scripts and pitches and stuff like that. So it's really unclear what's going to come of all that stuff.
Well, come on, Phil, you're our buddy. Just come on, give us a scoop. Like, stop being coy, stop being Hollywood. You're a South Florida guy. Come on,
I have to give it to him. He used the word embryonic.
I like that.
That's wonderful.
That word. That's an SAT word. Yeah.
Come on, dude, talk to us. By the way, our source said it was from a P. Lordy with an E at the end. So we know it was from you. Like, how did this get leaked, and what's the actual thing that's going on here?
Yeah, it's. I think it's exactly that. It literally. We have this. Our friend Rodney had this weird idea for a mashup movie, and we're trying to see if we can make it work. And it got, you know, it got far enough that people paid him money to write it, which is amazing considering what an outlandish idea it is. It's all of it is just about like what's a crazy way to tell the next chapter in the. Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum, love story. You know?
Now, is this going to be after 23 Jump Street? Because apparently you guys are already in pre-production for that.
That is, 23 Jump Street that's the current story idea for 23.
Okay.
It's crazy idea.
What is your favorite sequel from all of the sequels that came during the end credits of 22 Jump Street?
I mean, I like the animated series a lot.
Nice.
I like, there's like a Moonraker one, which is 2121 Jump Street, which I realize now, I literally, this happens to me a lot, that I'll wake up with like deep regret about something that I didn't think of doing until it was too late. And like a week ago, I was in the shower and I just like, I had a shudder went down my spine going, oh man, we should have gotten Nick Offerman to come in and shoot on a green screen a thing where he tells them that their next mission is in outer space.
Oh!
We just put it in there. And I can't believe we didn't do it. And he would have been like a hologram or something. It would have been so easy. I don't know why we didn't think of it.
Damn it. Maybe for 23. I mean, I don't know what the story is for 23, but like isn't, you know, you saying all these ideas and all these things that could come from it, isn't it crazy, like you were saying earlier, that a movie that's 21 Jump Street, which is just a remake, and even you guys made fun of the movie of, you know, of an 80s show, is now have all this potential, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I think a lot of it is just about, like, people being starved for original content.
Right.
And, you know, like, everything Chris and I have done in the movie world has been an adaptation of something. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is an adaptation. But within those things, we try to make them feel as fresh and new and special, and we just kind of use them as cover to try to do something that comes out of our brains. And 21 Jump Street is kind of no different, you know? it was inspired by that show, but then it went in crazy directions, and I just think people are excited. Anytime something doesn't feel like it came out exactly how you would expect it, that it's not paint by numbers, you know?
Yeah. And it's also like, you know, I remember when we first watched the movie, before we watched the movie, we were interviewing you, said, well, you have to see how funny Channing Tatum is. He's never done anything that funny, but man, is he fucking hilarious. Like, you know, we were playing, our rejoinder back from break was, you know, the whole, you fuck the captain's mother scene. Daughter. That is so fucking funny. Him running around. He is hilarious.
That was a good situation that you guys
came up with. It was very lucky. I mean, so that, in the script, the thing that's supposed to make the crowd scream is when Ice Cube shows up at parents' brunch and sees Jonah, and they put it together, and there's this like big smash cut, and everybody dies, right? Everybody laughs really hard. And we're like, great. Like, I don't know if this bit that we have, like, two scenes later is going to work. And what's crazy is all Channing's doing is saying the thing that we all know, and he's saying it a billion times, right? And we all know it. We saw it. We did a whole scene about it, and we wrung every last laugh out of it. And now, for some reason, the audience thinks it's even funnier when Channing just describes the thing that you already saw. It defies any kind of like comedy logic.
I'll tell you why. It's funny because he's the last to know guy.
Yeah. No,
he's last to know guy.
And he wants everyone to know. And every time he thinks about it, it gets worse and worse and better and better. Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I guess that we're in on something that he's not. And so it's like really fun to watch somebody. It's like planning a surprise party for that character. And you know he's going to be thrilled. And then when it happens, it's so joyful. That was all improv. You know, the guys were bitching that week about, oh, the hours have been so long and we've got families and dinners to go to and stuff. And they were bummed. And then Channing in the rehearsal was like, well, what I would probably do is like get up and like he just instinctually got up and started cruising around. And it was so funny that we were like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. You added 3 hours to this shoot. And then he had like
that
a
was his idea. That's awesome.
It was his idea. So like, wow, you screwed
he's
yourself.
Got, like, a good comedic brain there.
Yeah, but you made the movie great. So he just, that was his instinct. And we're like, okay, now we're going to shoot this from seven angles. So we can cut together like him running around like that. And he was hurt. He was playing hurt. So he had to like move his, he had to be on his bad ankle and running around like that. He got real mad at us that day, but it was worth it.
The best part, did I have to know, did Ice Cube and Jonah break when he was, because I don't know how they sat there. I could not sit there serious with Channing Tatum running around and saying, "Fuck your dog." You high fived him. Like, oh, did they break during that?
I can't remember. You know, those guys don't break a lot. They're just such professionals. And Ice Cube's face, like his face, just looks angry even when he's really happy inside. So it's really hard to tell when he breaks.
Is that his face always?
Resting.
Yeah,
he's got very angry eyebrows, man. You know?
NWA.
He's like a Muppet monster.
Now, I wanted to ask about, because Last Man on Earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
That show, by the way.
Excellent show.
I love how...
Is it okay?
Oh, okay.
Is it okay, you idiot? Of course it's okay. It's awesome.
Dude, first off, I love that you have not let the fame get to you, and you guys didn't name the main character after both of you guys. That's great. I love that you did that.
Yeah, it's so crazy. That's definitely all Forte's fault. Like, he came in. We're like, yeah, this is we had this idea for a show the three of us came up with, and then he created this pitch, and we go in to pitch the show, and the first words out of his mouth was, "The character's name is Phil Miller." We're like, oh man, that's so fun.
That was all Forte's idea. That's great.
That's Forte. He's just like a way to screw us over and prank us forever.
I figured
long as the show works.
I was listening to when the show first debuted. I was listening to him on like random talk shows when you guys were going around doing the promotion for it, and he couldn't say enough about you two guys. He was like, "Yeah, my old clone high buddies, you know, a TV show," and I was like, "Oh, that's Phil, that's our guy." You know, like he was just yelling,
he couldn't say enough about how much he loves you guys.
I'm glad to hear that. We love that guy too. I mean, he's just a comedy hero of ours, and
I cannot hear
friends. The whole thing is amazing.
I cannot hear Will Forte's voice without disassociating him from Abe Lincoln. Just so you know, exactly. To this day, he's still Abe.
Yes. Indelible. I know. What's so funny about him as Abe is he's just at that point like a comedy writer friend of ours.
Yeah.
Who was going up at the Groundlings, and he was doing really funny stuff, but you know, it wasn't clear that he was going to be an actor for his profession. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't think of anybody better. We just kept going like, I feel like it should sound like Forte kind of, and we couldn't think of anybody else and who was like in the Screen Actors Guild. So we tapped Hartley. That's like a union term. We drafted him into the union.
Wow.
And got him his SAG card in order for him to do that job. It probably cost him money because when you join, it costs you a few $1,000 and you know, you make $600 a session, an episode or something like that. So he probably lost money on Clone
Hunter. Good thing it got picked up. Good thing I picked up for at least a season.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's, yeah. Actually, yes, Brian.
Well, one of our listeners actually asked a question earlier for you, which is, where did the inspiration for Carol come from? Because the fan has a love-hate relationship with that character.
Yeah.
Let
me see.
More you get to know Kristen Shaw, the more you start to really love Carol.
Hilarious.
It's interesting. Anytime anyone told me that, they were like, oh, yeah, she's really, that character is really annoying. I was like, I don't see it. I just see Kristen Shaw, the most lovable, intelligent, beautiful she's woman funny. I've ever met. Yeah, like on screen, and hilarious. I just want to give her a hug every time I see her. So, so I have a love relationship with Carol Tilbazian. But that was Forte's kind of take on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we were like, well, it'd be neat to do something about the last person on Earth and do it as a series, because then you could just do an episode where he doesn't know how to make a fire and he's totally unqualified to do any of that stuff. And we always talked about like how now with the internet, it's like, I don't know how to do anything. I just don't remember how to do anything. I just would look it up. And if you couldn't look it up anymore, like what? You'd be completely helpless. And then Forte's idea was like, well, what if there was the last woman on Earth and I hated her? And I was like, that's amazing. That's like a great problem. And it makes for a really neat premise for 100 episodes, which is like, what if this couple, you pick two people completely at random who are not right for each other, and you see if you can get them to fall in love.
Now,
can they fall in love over 100 episodes and be a great family? Like, I think that's so exciting.
Now, and Mark, you had a question about that, actually about that, about how many episodes are in the season, if you wanted.
Yeah, because I think Royce and I had a conversation about this where I can't watch network television anymore because I don't have 23 episodes worth of time to watch, but you cut it down to 13. Was that deliberate?
Well, we tried to make it 10.
Really?
because we were sort of like, I think it's material... It really feels like it's about 10 episodes, and we're the only producers in the world that like want to make less money for some reason. I don't know what's wrong with us. So the next season might be a few more than that, but it's not going to, I don't think we're going to make it to 22 or, you know, I think it's going to wind up being less. Part of that is what you're talking about. It a lot of times in a full season, it's different on a multi-camera show or Modern Family or something where the episodes are really self-contained. And so it's kind of nice that there's one every week and there's a new one every week. And if you miss a couple, like, so what? You know what I mean?
Right.
When your obligation is this is serialized, and if you miss one, you're going to be screwed. You sort of, for some reason, it feels better for it to be a shorter run. So what we're thinking of in the next, in the coming season is that we're going to sort of conceive it as two smaller kind of mini seasons so that you don't ever get in a rut where you feel like, oh, I'm watching a sitcom. It's kind of the same thing every week, which slightly different variations. Like, what's exciting about Last Man is that it just feels like something big is happening every week, and we're going to try to keep that feeling going where you just never get into a rut.
Are you going to try and pull like the British TV show version and only go like maybe 2-3 seasons and then just pull a plug and go, we're good here? Or do you want to keep going longer with it?
I mean, it does sound like a dream to do 4 episodes and be like, that was a season. It sounds so great. No, I mean, you know, we're not totally insane. I mean, the dream would be that the show worked well enough where it could come back year after year. Nice. And be a part of our lives for a really long time. We really like working together, and that show's never boring. You know what I mean? Like, they.
All right, Phil, you're giving us a Hollywood answer. Come on, talk to us. We're buddies. How long are you going to do the show for?
I don't know. We're going to do it as long as they will pick it up. Cause,
okay.
You know, if it makes it to 100 episodes, we all get rich. So that's a big motivator.
I say if you make to 100 episodes, after 100 episodes, a Will Forte's character has to drive around in a Kia Forte.
No, see, you're just that's just selling it. A car at that point.
You got 87 to go, hey, buddy.
If Will did that endorsement deal long before Blake Griffin did his with Kia.
I agree.
And I feel like he gets overshadowed.
He does. He really does. And now, since you have been working with Forte, I have to ask, because we are, as you know, what made us fall in love with you guys was Clone High. Is there ever a chance anything could ever happen with Clone High again, or it's just you have so many things on your plate, it's unlikely?
Well, there's it's unlikely in the short term. There's a bandwidth issue at this point. And Clone High, I hope it gets to come back, but it is in a tricky spot where like I can't tell how big the audience is for a movie like that, and a movie like that would require a lot of
you have at
money
least five.
To make. So it's like trying to find the right price point and the right way to do it where it feels like it makes sense.
Kickstarter, dude. Everyone's does Kickstarter, I mean? Now. Kickstarter.
Yeah, just, GoFundMe.
Or yeah, the guys from Broken Lizard.
Yeah,
they just kickstarted to do Super Troopers 2.
Yeah, the Broken Lizards guy did it, and they're doing their own sequel. And look, problem, perfect. Though. You get to control everything.
The difference is that that's 10 years past those guys' prime, so it makes sense to do it now. With Phil, he's still on the rise up. I think we have to wait till Phil and Chris like are on the plateau down. Till we actually get to see Clone High again.
Fine, we'll just
start. Interesting. yeah, I mean, I really, honestly, if we think of a good story and a way to pull it off, I think that us and Bill would be really up for trying to extend that show. It was really fun to work on, and you know, we've learned so much at this point. It'd be really neat to go back and try to apply those lessons to it.
It would be great
and
if they gave it a
really
real
dear to our hearts. It is about just like finding the time. I don't think we're going to wind up getting into it this year.
It'll be really great if they do a real DVD release, so I don't have to buy it on Amazon Canada.
Yeah, that would be really nice. I believe that there might be a way to watch it online in a legitimate, legal manner.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're working on kind of like remastering them so they'll be more accessible than they are right now.
Yeah, but also you could just listen, all you have to do is slap out the DVD and put on the cover from the creators of the Lego movie. Boom, there you go.
Let's make some money. Yeah, exactly.
Let's make the money.
Do we have any fun statements about upcoming Lego movies? I know you're doing Batman, right?
Yeah, Lego Batman is slated for 2017.
Jeez.
It's really insane. It's really funny. That character is really tragic, I think, because he's so rich and so successful, and he's so sad inside. So we love that character, and I want to know what makes him tick and why he's so sad. And so the movie is really just about that. Like, why? Like, he's the ultimate embodiment of white people problems. Like, he's got it all, and he's still aimless. So we're sort of going to do, like, Stella Goddard Ruth back, but for God, Batman.
God damn, you're right. He literally has a butler, and he's complaining.
And he's so bummed. He's miserable. And now it's crazy. It's crazy.
Is it Will Arnett going to be Batman again in that movie?
Arnett. Yeah, Arnett will reprise his incredible voice performance.
Freaking hilarious.
And he's like the perfect guy to play that dude, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Will he have some sort of song like Everything's Not Awesome?
He is definitely his like frustrated recording artist career will continue as part of the movie. There's no question about that.
Any chance it could turn into a musical?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe he'll parlay that into an aerobics career.
I think that's what he's after.
And we've come full circle.
Full circle Phil
is what I call him. That's what they call him on the streets. That's his gang name.
Phil, before we let you go, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh,
because
no.
Dutch has a bone. Hold on. Hear me out. The last time you were on, you said that you were going to be able to get at least one of us involved in some kind of a voice, acting.
I don't believe he said that.
I don't think he said that.
You have Lego Batman. I can pull a tape. Lego Batman movie. You have Lego movie sequel. You have all these other movies. Maybe the invitation got lost in the mail. But hey, how about you throw your old school friends a bone here?
You never showed up. You didn't tell me I should show up, Phil.
You have to understand that you have to spend $1,000 for a SAG card first. You have to put money in, like,
you have to
lose money like Will Forte did to work with them. They run a pyramid scheme.
John Sanzeri has a SAG card.
John has a SAG card.
So you guys are like the lucrative world of podcasting giving you some throw around money. And you wouldn't mind throwing some of it around to the Screen Actors Guild. I mean, how bad could that be?
Hey, if we're going to be in one of your films, it's money well worth spent.
Got it. Well, I just wish we had
some well worth spent consideration from our good friend Phil, which right now I kind of feel a little shafted, Phil.
You know what I'm going to say makes this even worse and why you're never going to want me back on the show? There's radio guys in the Lego movie. They could have just as easily been you guys. You'd be perfect.
You son of a bitch.
I don't know.
Dude, we've known you for years.
I'm a sick person and I kind of like being snubbed because you've been snubbed and then we've been snubbed.
Being
snubbed is more punk rock.
I don't care
about punk rock. I want fame, Phil.
Now, Phil.
Fame. I don't know if your one-liner part in the Lego movie.
I'll take it.
Now, Phil, a question. Real quick, I have to ask, are you still going to be adding dolphin noises and everything? Because that's very important.
It's important you do that.
Yeah, I think we wedged a dolphin noise into one of our end title card on Last Man on Earth.
Perfect.
Nice.
We're trying to keep it. But I need the fans to remind me because we always forget and then we'll be in the mix. And we'll like tweet out like, "Hey, we're at the mix for the Lego movie," and someone will be like, "Did you put a dolphin noise?" And we're like, "Whoops, we forgot. Thank you for reminding us." And then we put it in.
Just your dolphins right,
the
fan,
fans
you
remind
forget.
Him hashtag dolphin movie, and then at the same time say hashtag hippo juice film voiceover acting work. I know it's long.
That's long. It's too long.
It's way too long.
Now,
very smart.
I have to ask a personal question here. Who is your favorite member of Captain Planet, and why? And you can't say Captain
who
Planet.
Who is my favorite member of Captain Planet and the Planeteers? That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Said.
Yes.
Yes. That is what I said. Who's your favorite Planeteer?
Oh, it's clearly Don Cheadle.
Well, no. See, I mean, not the funnier Don.
That's a perfect answer.
I mean,
it's clearly Don Cheadle, though. Okay. He's by far the best Planeteer.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. That's fine. I agree. Damn. Now, Mark, you had a question.
I saw him at a sporting event. And a woman got ill, like a pregnant woman, got ill and had to leave. And she fell down in the aisle. And who went to rescue her but Don fucking Cheadle?
Really?
What a stud.
War Machine?
If you didn't like him, I mean, it was, we were just like, watching some sports.
Saving some lives.
And she fell down, and Cheadle came to the rescue.
Wow.
Like, I love him.
He's a real superhero.
And I straight up, I'm not even joking, this is what I said to him. I was like, I really love your Captain Planet work. That is what I how I wasted my opportunity to network with Don Cheadle.
Here's the thing. Go ahead, sorry.
No, just before we let go of Phil Lord, I do have one thing to say to him about my friends that really love the Lego movie. They just gave birth to their first child, and while they were filming, the wife, as soon as she caught her breath, she went, "First try."
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's on film?
Yeah, it's on film.
That?
Yeah.
It's really awkward, first of all.
That is incredible. I will share that with the Batman Lego movie director, Chris McKay, who I think wrote that joke. I think he wrote that. So, and I will also share that with Will Arnett. He'd be really excited.
Yeah,
it was great
because we watched the movie a lot of times, and we're like, how funny it would be if like when you're giving birth that you just did, and she goes, first try.
That's amazing. Wow, guys, I think I'm gonna retire on that on that knowledge.
And also I on that knowledge, it. We're going to have to wrap up
wait,
as well.
Wait, one more question. One more question. Mark, your last question. Last one, and then you have to go. Go
last,
ahead.
Last question.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Last question in the show. Would you rather poo ice cream or pee beer?
Oh, man. I would say poo ice cream 100%.
See?
Yeah, that'd be really
I don't know how.
That sounds soothing.
It's so refreshing. Yeah.
And it's delicious.
It's kind of cold.
It's cold. It's kind of like... It's going to smell better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to feel bad.
Easy decision. Yeah.
Nice. Now, Phil, thank you so much.
I say easy decision. Easy decision.
You always do so much time with us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
I know. You were slated for 15 minutes. Yeah. Been on the
apologies
the
phone with us for like to your secretary.
My pleasure. Guys, you were there. I can't believe we're all still doing this.
Isn't it? Yeah.
7 years later.
I can't believe, we didn't get fired. Like, we kept making movies. You like podcasting became like a legitimate job that people have.
We're in a documentary, actually. They're making this documentary called No Station Required, and it's about podcasting, and they're getting some people in it.
I just remember the first time I did the show. I was like, wait, what is this? You're like in your living room and you're just doing a radio show. For who?
I'll let you know.
To building studios.
We have a studio in our home now. It's all high tech now. So we're the wave of the future.
Phil, you
rolled
it.
That is amazing. Congratulations, guys. It's always nice to be on the show with you.
Hopefully next
time
we talk.
I'll be expecting my letter to get my SAG card here soon,
actually,
by the way.
Someone in the
don't listen to them.
Someone in the chat room said they'd send you an invitation, Dutch, but the Koreans hacked it, and that's what happened. You didn't get it.
Man.
So that's what happened.
Yep.
That's what happened.
Thank you so much, Phil. You rule.
Bye, Phil.
Thank you, guys. Take care. All right, be well.
Later.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
All right, cheers.
Oh God, he was absolutely fantastic.
Never disappoints when he's
and we got some nuggets from Men in Black that weren't out there. I'm very excited about that.
Did.
That's awesome.
All right, guys. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. If you guys want to stay, we're doing a Game of Thrones podcast in 30 minutes. Mark, you staying? Jesse, I know you're staying.
Yes, staying.
Thank you for listening. I know we've been late. We appreciate everybody listening. And once again,
man, 1 minute late.
2 minutes late.
Dos minutos. All right, guys.
First try.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned tomorrow for the Cousin Joe Show. All right.
And later tonight.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Don't leave.
Wieners and such.